Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Support an inclusive workforce. Donate cash or a used car at Melwood.org.
Tonight, an Iowa war words explode between President Trump and former top aide Steve Bannon. Bannon calling Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with Russians treasonous. One of several startling new accusations.
Did the president done Donald Trump Jr. commit treason?
I think that is a ridiculous accusation.
President Trump blasting back saying Bannon has lost his mind. Also tonight, fear and fallout from the president taunting Kim Jong-un on Twitter, boasting that his nuclear button is bigger, bracing for impact from the...
And good evening. Welcome to another talk of the U.S. Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bainum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And Brother Aziz, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, my brother. Alhamdulillah, everything's good. Looking forward to the show today.
Alhamdulillah. Again, this is the New Africa Businesses Association Network Marketing and Business Identification. Tonight, we're going to continue our open mic. So if you are a business person and you wish to identify your business or talk about your business or talk about joint investments in businesses where we can collectively own businesses, then we welcome you to our open mic tonight. As always, our continuing conversations are always okay. Going to be about new businesses. I'm getting a lot of feedback here. Let me see if we can take care of some of it real quick. But anyway, we're talking about new business investments and create new businesses in the communities. We've said it many, many times that you can see the power of the African American dollar simply by going out and seeing the huge amount of monies that we spend. There are reports that African Americans are, as consumer spending, their consumer spending is over $1 trillion, and that report came out of 2018. So our up-to-date report, I don't have that one, but $1 trillion is enough to convince me that if we as African Americans were to create business in our own communities, and also having the black dollar to circulate itself in our communities before it goes on the outside to other communities, just how powerful and how rich our communities would be. And again, we emphasize and we remind the communities that we're talking about our own spendings. We're not talking about having an outside market other than our own African-American markets. So I emphasize that to say if we are a very few as far as being business owners, then of course it would pay to go into business, and it may not necessarily be you, or the person that's listening may not be necessarily be the person to own and operate the business. It may be someone in your family, someone you would like to become vested with in order to be in business. We know that here as African Americans, and especially here in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and we thank him, and we also thank his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because he was able to, as African-American Muslims, he was able to make us a national community. We say a national ummah, but speaking in just plain English, he was able to make us a national community. And as far as I know, there's no other African American group in this country that can say their community is one community and being represented under one leadership. And so we certainly thank the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and our leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, for the powerful position that he's put us into. Now it's up to us, as those who wish to prosper our community, grow our communities. I can tell you right now, the reasons for this radio program is because we know we have the resources to really put a great big dent and not only start businesses in this community, but also helping you to get started, helping you to get financed in businesses. We have our own imports and exports of businesses that are going on right now. You're going to have experts coming on this radio station that will be able to invite you, even as we speak, how you can become entrepreneurs, and not only become entrepreneurs, but we can even finance you help you to get the products that you need or that you would desire to service, the goods that you would desire to service as business owners. You're going to hear from these experts. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a few of them on tonight. But as we go along throughout the year, we're going to continue to have these experts from around the country as to where, because one of the things about I can say in our communities is communications. We need to have as many lines of communications open to each other as we possibly can have, especially when it comes to business and politics. And so without me, again, like I said, we've been off the air for a while. I can say for myself, and I know Brother Aziz, both of us will be able to speak for themselves. We was off the air. I was off for a while because I simply got burnt out. Burnout is for real. Trying to run my own personal business and trying to run community business affairs, you're still trying to build a clientele, whether it's a profit-making clientele or whether it's for the benefit of the community, which is nonprofit. All of it requires a lot of business and a lot of business activities. And so by doing the two and doing them, I think we had about a 3 or 4 year running where we did both programs, my business and coming on doing this program, and I simply got burnt out. But I'm refreshed, I'm back, and we're ready to resume our duties. So, Brother Aziz, I am going to take a quick break, let one of our sponsors help to pay for our program this evening, but we'll be right back and we'll open the mics up and introduce all of our guests. We'll be right back after the break.
All right.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And welcome back to the show at this time. Yeah,
I got
you. Yeah,
right.
Something's up.
I opened the mics up to everybody a little too soon, so that's why you're hearing feedback. Anyway, we'll open the mics up in just a few moments. Brother Aziz, I'll let you make your comments, and then any comments you wish to make, and we'll get back and open the mics up to her, I guess.
Right. Yes, Brother Bilal. Before, and greetings to our listeners and viewers. And what I wanted to first of all let everybody know that's listening, this is the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., and it's the Blog Talk Radio show that we have every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the host is Bilal Bynum and Abdul Aziz Shaheed. And we have a call-in number for our guests. That call-in number would be 1-657-383-1372. And that again is 1-657-383-1372. And New Africa Business Association contact information for Brother, that would be Brother Bilal Bynum. That would be 301-234-9090. That's 301-234-9090. Also, area code 202-288-5660. That's area code 202-288-5660. We also have our email site that is newafricaba@gmail.com. And that is, again, newafricaba@gmail.com. That's our email. And if you want to participate in the show from the internet, you can go to the HTTP blogtalkradioshow.com/NABASSC. That's blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC. And that is how, and I will later on in the show come back and let you know to give you that information again. But there's something else that has been a upcoming and kind of getting close to us issue, and that is the Muslim Journal is announcing and has been announcing the annual Time to Be Grateful. And this year, the Time to Be Grateful is going to be held. This year's Muslim Journal, a Time to Be Grateful conference and award ceremony is coming to Los Angeles, California. And it'll be hosted by Masjid Bilal Islamic Center. And that is located in South Central L.A., Los Angeles. This year's events are not to be missed, so you still have time to register today, as well as send in to Muslim Journal and also any ads or advertisements that you'd like to have posted in their Time to Be Grateful publication. Also, the place that they have designated to be where people can stay is the Sheraton Gateway Hotel in Los Angeles. And the Sheraton Gateway Hotel is at 6101 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. And that's 6101 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. And their reference number would be ID, A Time to Be Grateful. For more information on this, you can go to Muslim Journal, attbg@gmail.com. And again, that's Muslim Journal, attbg@gmail.com, or visit them on facebook.com slash ATTBG. Okay, that's Facebook at .com/ATTBG. Also, they're on Instagram, and that would be Instagram at Muslim Journal News. That's Instagram at Muslim Journal News. They say, book your room today. It's $135 plus tax. It will also have, it'll be from, December 13th to the 15th. The theme will be embracing the oneness of humanity. And it'll be faith, action, and truth. And it'll be 3 days of events. They'll have workshops, vending, and all the vending is sold out. There's no more room for vendors. It's all sold out. We'll have workshops from 9 to 5 p.m., and again, vending all day. And they'll have the annual ceremony and banquet awards from 7 to 9 p.m. That would be on the 14th. And Sunday, December the 15th, they'll have the business networking breakfast and a fashion show. And an interfaith talim later that day from 1 to 2, talking about interfaith, working together as different communities. So that is basically some of the new information that we wanted to share with our listeners out there and participants, so that if anyone want to participate in these wonderful events, they'll have the opportunity. And again, we thank you for listening to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show. Brother Bilal, the mic open? Here. I was looking for Brother Talib Abdul Mukmin, see if he had come on yet. He was going to join us tonight.
I'm open. The mic's up here. Brother Aziz and Brother Talib, if you're there, we ask you to just step right on in and join us.
Tariq.
And also, we're going to open the mics up to anyone who's already on the station. So at this time, if you are listening to us, we'll be able to hear you because we got all the mutes off and you're on the air with us. So if you have a business, you like to talk about business, or if you like to talk about some of the political situations that are going on today, we know our country is in serious trouble. Our democracy, I don't even know if we're going to have a democracy after hearing some of the things I heard today in Harry Herring. But anyway, we are going to open our mics up to the public and see what everybody's opinion is on business, or if you have a political comment. The mics are open. Anyone who is listening to us, we can hear you, and you're on the air. Okay, Brother Aziz, I think our listeners want to hear a bit more about what we say before they have any comments. Thank you so much for the information you were sharing on the time to be grateful. Again, it's just a continuation of what was started, just about 100 years ago, and that is putting our nation together. And the Muslim Journal, you know, that's one of the oldest, that is the oldest newspaper, national newspaper now, circulating. And you're talking about a newspaper now that's been around close to 100 years. So it's been hard, but we have just endured. And but like I said, that what we have put together, this national network, is something we want to definitely keep together, keep informing each other. And like I said, it's just our concern is not just our Muslim brothers, is that's who we are, but our concern is our African American community. our Christian brothers also. And so again, that if there is something that we can do collectively together, then come on board, share the word. Brother Aziz, just give you the call-in number. I'll repeat it to you. 657-383-1372. 657-383-1372. That can put you directly on a line with us this evening and every evening from 7 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday. It shall we'll be on this air talking about business and occasionally our political concerns. Again, we have several callers. We do see that is on with us. So anyone that can hear our voice, we can certainly hear yours. If you have a comment, we're certainly here to hear it. You're on the air.
Aziz and Bilal?
Yes.
This is Tariq from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Tariq. How you? Oh man, good to hear you, brother. Good to hear you.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I kind of give me a few minutes here. I kind of had something to pop up unexpected. So.
Yeah.
While you're taking a second, brother Aziz, let's let our listeners know who just came on.
Yes, that's Brother Tariq Abdul-Mukmin, and he's a importer of fine wares such as suits,
holler at me when
clothing,
you come on the block again.
clothing and women's hair, natural hair, and that from over in Hong China, and there's also where he can set you up in business and help you start entrepreneurship of your own. But I want to let him, you know, tell you about all the things that he do because he's involved, and this brother Tariq Abdul-Mukmin is involved in the same similar things that the New Africa Business Association is doing. Matter of fact, him and the other brothers in his association are leaders in this effort to promote Black businesses among ourselves and our communities, wherever, and get us started because we need to turn that $1 trillion back into ourselves and benefit ourselves as opposed to benefiting everyone else. You know, we can listen to these big numbers about how much money Black folks spend and all that there. That's nothing to brag about. That's not a bragging point. When somebody tell you how much that is, the rest of the world looks and sees, then these people must be rich. But no, they're not, because all they do is spend, and none of the money comes back to benefit them like they're benefiting everybody else. We benefit everyone else except our community and the African American. And this is something that a lot of other cultures don't have to discuss with one another because they haven't gone through the situations and ordeals that we've gone through as a people. So it's been a little time for us coming around, getting together strong again. And, you know, we would like to reach the days and surpass the days of the Black Wall Street when these people, these brothers and sisters were doing excellent in the business world. It was just a matter of time of that those people and that effort expanding out further and further. And as is said by some of the writers of information about the Black Wall Street, they said that's where Wall Street would have been today had not the disastrous, violent thing that happened to them. So, again, you know, we're all about Brother Mukmin and Tariq Mukmin and us and Brother Bynum and the New Africa myself, we're about promoting African-American businesses, letting other African-Americans know where you can come and get some business and do it with your own and actually see your money going to use where it's helping us out. because a lot of our businesses will have our own people employed there. And we're talking about boosting families as well as just individuals. So, again, this effort has been an ongoing, and we will continue to do it, and we'll try to make it grow. We're in because last week we had a lot of participants from out in Oklahoma, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma. And that was really, really good. And this is something that we need participants from all around. And we're having Brother McMinn is from Biloxi, Mississippi. And that's another corner of the United States, down south, you know, where Imam Mahdi Muhammad said, the bulk of our people are down south. And we're not talking about Maryland and Delaware and Virginia. We're talking about further on down what they call the Cotton Curtain. That's where the millions of us exist. And it's a lot of money down there, too. But Brother Bilal, do you have anything else to say?
Oh, yeah, by all means, we got several, even the Wall Street folks even on their phone. So we're going to move right along. If we could bring Brother Mookman in, because we only got so much time.
Okay. Again, I want to extend everybody assalamu alaikum, and that is greetings of peace be upon you. Brother Bilal and Saheed and your listening audience, and thanks for reaching out to me. I have called in periodically, and I didn't know that you all had took a vacation. So, but anyway, I'm glad to know. Well, I'm gonna just try to go ahead and jump right into this. You was talking about just talking about something there, Brother Aziz, is that the report that came out by Nielsen in 2018 for the numbers in 2017, the African Americans spent $1.2 trillion. And the highest category of that spending was in the ethnic hair and beauty aid industry, which was 85% that they spent in that market. So that's totaled about 50-some million dollars. And if you look and see at the number of beauty supply stores that's owned by African Americans, is a very low number. The Korean community, this is not an attack on the Korean community or any other ethnic group that we might mention. It's not an attack on them, but they got their pretty well much got control of that industry. So now we launched back maybe 2 or 3 years ago, we started an effort, and we named the effort Entrepreneurs in Development Network. We are a group of people. We started out at our mosque, our Islamic Center here in Biloxi, but we have since left there and went into another where we use the public library now. And the group is the Entrepreneurs in Development Network, and the name speaks for itself. From that, we formed also a nonprofit organization with the same name, but it's the Institute, Entrepreneurs in Development Institute. And with the Institute, we're going to seek funding to teach those skills and talents that they pretty well much dumbed down lately and everything. Because so even today, they having a hard time finding welders, builders, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to try to seek funding to teach those things again, because I know myself in the 80s, I went through a building trade class, learned a lot, and et cetera, et cetera. And most of those trades that people, the trades, building, welding, plumbing, et cetera, all those trades entail numbers. Now, if you don't get those measurements right, you're going to mess up something. There's nothing, for the most part, in the way of doing things, numbers is not included. So you have to use your intellect. So that's what we're headed with that. So again, the Entrepreneurs and Development Network, back to that, we have our workshop every third Saturday of the month. This month we're going to be addressing how to name and promote your business. Last month, we discussed why and how you should start your business. And we do a series of these workshops. We have done workshops on how to bid and win government contracts, how to get financing, et cetera. How to, basically, that we do the work. I'm getting some feedback.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of static and feedback. And so those workshops are to inspire those people to look at starting their own business and everything. And a lot of times people just don't know how simple that it is to start a business. And everything that we present at the workshop is done by a PowerPoint presentation. We actually take them through step by step how to do this, who to contact, what paperwork you need to fill out. And also we also show them how to write a business plan step by step. So everything is real detailed. And so now if you want to know more information, the workshop for this month will be on the 21st of this month. That's on a Saturday from 11 to 1 Central Standard Time from 11 to 1. Now, if you want to listen to it by conference call, get in contact with me, and my number is 228-209-2877. You can get in contact with me, or if you have a Facebook account, or you can view the workshop live by the Entrepreneurs and Development Network Facebook page, because we go live every time we do the workshop. Also, from there, I want to talk about one of our sponsors of our workshop is Commonwealth Partners, which I am affiliated with. Now, Commonwealth Partners acts as the intermediary between entrepreneurs, business people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the manufacturers in China and also Italy. We have access to everything that's available out of China to be made, what's already made. For those of you that's interested in having this done, we got access to it. You can just get in contact with me at 228-209-2877, and I can give you the particulars of that. Now, what we currently bring in from Italy is Mantone suits, which we've been having those ever since Commonwealth Partners was conceived. But recently we picked up Bertinelli suits and Enzo Tavares suits. We picked up those two lines right there. So if you're interested, give me a call if you want to know how you can get plugged in and start purchasing this merchandise wholesale and everything. And, of course, we offer retail too. So if you want to buy one item, two items, you still can give me a call. We can help you out with that. And the website, too. To some of the products that we currently have stateside is shop, shopcwp10.com. That's 10.com, shopcwp10.com. So I'm end with that right there. If you have any questions, give me a call at 228-209-2877. And we also have some winter coats, overcoats. It's 100% wool and cashmere. The colors available are charcoal and navy. So again, my number is 228-209-2877. I'm finished, brothers. If someone want to ask me a question, we would try to respond as simple as possible.
Okay, this is Brother Abdul Aziz. Go ahead on, Bilal.
No, go right ahead, Brother. As I said, telling the audience the mics is open, so anything they want to ask the Brother Muslim, please do so right now.
Right. I was going to ask Brother Tariq about the shoes and the two new lines of suits you are bringing on. Is something different in the materials than the other ones, or what kind of material are these?
Okay, well, one is like Mantone. This suit is 140, Super 140 Warrior.
Right, I have some of those.
Okay, the other two we bringing on is Bertinelli. Bertinelli is a wool sip blend, and Enzo Tavari is 150, super 150 wool.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be the Wimler Paint, and some people might call them plaid. And we even have a Mantoni with the Wimler Paint, or some people call them plaid designs.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. And so we got a new line of tuxedos for young men. That's blue, I think some burgundy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bertinelli and Enzo Tavari suits currently are not on the website. Okay? They're currently not on the website. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know. And the shoes, was there anything about shoes yet?
The shoes, I think I sent you all some images of those shoes. Yes, you still can purchase those shoes, but we don't have any stateside. But if you want to order some wholesale, your minimum order quantity will be 100. And give me a call and we can talk about those particulars if you want to get into the shoe business. The leather upper shoe, leather upper, and yes, the sole will be man-made. They market price. We're looking at, you don't want to private sell them no more, the upper leather, no more than $75, and the microfiber leather, that is what the market name is now. We used to call it patent leather, so, but those would retail for about $55, $60, you know, and I did a market study. I looked at Non-Bush, I looked at some other companies and what they're selling their upper leather and man-made sole for, and did, you know, kept them in that price range and everything. So and we have women leather shoes too.
Okay, fantastic. I appreciate you sharing that information with us as well as the listeners, because it seems that you have a plethora of opportunities there that you're offering us in our African American community. So, you know, thank you for your participation, and we hope to keep you continuing participating with us also.
Okay, well, I want to again thank you all for giving me this opportunity and everything, because it is a must. It is a must. And you was mentioning something what Iman Wanzi Muhammad said. And also coming from what his father initiated and everything, but we cannot not overlook that. And but if we go back, and if you give me 1 second here, I want to quote something, and I'm gonna end with that. And because I am working on a piece now, a study, and I have known into the Quran. And I have extracted from the Quran, thus far, every place where Allah talks about products, products and services. And these products and services are million-dollar products right there in the Quran. And that's what, and I'm starting going verse by chapter by chapter. Of what Allah shows us in the Quran, and even technology, chapter 51, chapter 55, you find nothing but particular technology in these two chapters in the Quran, computer technology and everything. And so just a quick quote right here, Imam Muhammad, he said, we have come to a point in our growth as a Muslim community in America that if we don't create finances, if we don't create businesses for ourselves and our children, we can't grow and we won't grow anymore as an impactful, productive Muslim community in America. And last quote, and he said this way before he said the one I just read, I think. He said, I think it's Muslim. We should just shout when somebody says, come, let us make an effort to improve our business circumstances. We should just shout, hey, let's go. We should be ready to go. And that's what we're trying to do with the Entrepreneurs and Development Network.
And you know what that said, Imam. And what that said, Brother Imam, I want you to First of all, like I said, we took a sort of a snooze. We've been gone for a few months because, I admit I got a little burnt out, and I just wasn't been doing this for so long and trying to run. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Trying to run your own business. When you're trying to run a nonprofit, you have to work just as hard running a nonprofit as you do running your own business. Both of them is trying to build a clientele where you can get something done in business, whether it's done as a community or whether it's done as an entrepreneur. Saying that to say, Brother Amen, I told you months ago, you're one of us. This radio station is not on because Brother Aziz and myself have something to say every week. No, the radio station is on because as an entrepreneur, and when the Imam in 1995 started the MBA, the Muslims Business Association, that's when I was able to stand up and say, oh, I done found a lane that I can work in. And so I've been sort of Lane, and of course, with the National Business Association, Brother David Hassan, and the Muslim Journal, and anybody else that I can work with to keep, like I said, what those two imams has given us, because we can have a national organization, but like I said, entrepreneurship, a business is not involved. You ain't doing nothing but just talking loud, and like they said, and saying nothing.
And, nothing. I ain't around.
Again, that's why I say, Brother Mill. Now, what I'd like for you to do is send us we've been out of it for a while. We need to update our website. And so all of the new images that you can send us, send it on over so we can get it out there. We can talk about it. Folks can go to our website. And from our website, they can see what you and all the business folks who have anything to offer to the community for sale or that can promote them in businesses. That's what we are here for, to promote each other's businesses, whether it's your personal business or whether we can open new jointly. But like you see, ma'am, just told you, I stopped when I got to $1 trillion. I didn't need to go no higher, and I know we're spending much more money than that. But again, just $1 trillion itself is enough to say, wow, we are a gold mine. You don't have to go gold and pour it in the ground and the screens. We are a gold mine. If you don't believe we're a gold mine, like they said, and no disrespect, but at the same time, ask the foreigners who are living, who are now multi-millionaires, and most
that's
of them turned Republicans. And like so, that's how rich they done came to this country. And African-Americans have put them there in the positions where they're making laws for us. That's what a business does. Business is going to be the power and the influence of any country, but especially the United States. We are a capitalist society. But again, as an African American group, our picture is painted. You can see it. The only thing we have to do then is capture and take back our own values. We're not talking about someone else giving us anything. We're talking about the consuming monies that we consume to others, and we know it's way over $1 trillion. And we're 99% consumers. So now here it is, we're saying, not only can you go into business, but we'll put you in business. There is nothing to stop us from going into business, whether it's individually or whether it's jointly. So, again, we are in business. Most of us are making a very good money, as I'm saying, individually as business. But this is not an individual thing. We know that if our community, the more we bring in that $1 trillion, rather than trying to make a couple $100,000 a year, I can start thinking about if I make $2 million a year. Why? Because my community is growing, and we're networking and doing business with each other. We're going to take a 5-minute break and let one of the sponsors pay for another. another, hopefully can make another dollar. But they're the ones who are paying for the radio station, and we'll be right back with the closing of this week's program. Be right back.
Fineman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Vineman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.vinemanassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Okay, so thank you, and we're back. So, continuing what I was saying, Brother Man, you are a part of this. So, Brother Aziz, myself, you, every week, it's up to us to put as many in front of our broadcast, and especially business folks. Let business folks know this is the place they can come, and they can identify their own businesses. They don't have to worry about putting in an advertisement where they're writing words. We're going to let you come on here and actually talk about your business, and you ain't paying a dime for it. We only ask them for your participation because we know numbers and the network marketing is going to attract each other. The more I network with another business person, the more I may find that business person to be somebody I want to do business with. And likewise, network with me, the more that business person may find that they want to do. So network marketing is something we want to do as much as we can, and every Wednesday we have that opportunity. So spread the word. The call-in number again that we want to spread out to everybody is 657-383-1372. And these images that the Amam are the China products where you can go into business and the suits and all the other products that you can buy right now. Remember, this is the busiest time. This is the busiest shopping time of the year. This is when everybody is making money. This is when they call it the Black Friday. And Black Friday starts right after Thanksgiving Day and it ends after a week after Christmas. So a lot of money is being spent, but to get to shop with us and see some of the beautiful images that you can buy at wholesale or you can buy it at retail, you can see these items by going to blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. That's our internet. I'll give it to you again. blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. Brother Imam, give us your email also so we can go in there and see all the images of what you guys have to offer.
Okay. The website, again, is shopshopcwp10.com. That's shopcwp10.com. Email address is the same thing, shopcwp10@gmail.com. You can reach me at 228-209-2877. That's 228-209-2877. Now, may I add one other thing. Through Friday, this is just the Mantoni suits that we currently have on the site. You need to call me direct. You can save $50 off of the two-piece suits. They're regular $249.99. The three-piece suits are $299.99. You can save $50 off of those. And if you're a double-breast person, they're regular $349.99. You can save $50 off of those suits, too. That's good through Friday. But give me a call direct, and we can work that out and everything and get that taken care of for you. And if you would like to bring the Entrepreneurs and Development Network workshop to your city, to your locale, to your masjid, to your church, to your synagogue, to your temple, be it whatever, community group, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, call me. We can give you the particulars on what it'll take to get us there to do a one-day workshop or two-day workshop. However long you want us to be there, we can make that happen for you.
And also, in addition to that information, sure. Brother Mammon, I would ask you if you could send us whatever you have written out, a flyer or what have you, on what you just said. Send us that so we can send it out to all the communities here that we're connected with here in Washington, D.C., and that way the community can get a chance to hopefully
okay.
take the advantage of some
yeah.
of the holiday shopping. So if you would get it over
okay.
to me, you can send that directly to my email. You know, that's rhbynum@comcast.net. rhbynum@comcast.net. You can send that over to me, and I'll get it out to all of our our entire network. And anything else you want. In the meantime, get whatever image you can get on our internet, and the folks can go on our internet, and hopefully they can shop right from the internet. So, again, we look
okay.
forward to your participation. Like I said, you're one of us. We don't have to invite you to come on. You need to invite many, many others, just like we're doing, because we can have over 10,000 on this radio station at one time. So we want to have it, hopefully, inshallah, before this year is out, the entire 10,000. And also, we want to come down to visit you, and we want to bring the whole community down when we come down. So we're going to get back into our planning again. So I'm looking forward. Like I said, we're back. I took a rest. Brother Aziz took a rest. We got some energy. Any comments you two brothers want to make before we close out? But like I said, we look for a continuing relationship.
Yeah,
I don't have anything, but I need to end right here. Everyone, you all got the telephone number. Give us a call, and we can pick this conversation up from then. But I'm going to have to end right here, okay? Brother Bilal and Aziz, I want to thank you all for reaching out to me and let me know that you was back up making this thing happen. Okay.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you coming back. And also, I wanted to say, brother, anytime you think you got enough to say to take up the whole show, just say so ahead of time, and we still do this thing together, you know, like that also, you know, because there are important things out there that others, you know, we may know about things, and if you want to really share it and take time, then let's do that.
We will do. So I'm going to end with this. As-salamu alaykum. May God peace on all of you.
I would like my salam. Peace be unto you too, brother. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. All right, brother Bilal. That was a very, very good.
We still got a few. We still got a few listeners on the show. They haven't gone off yet. So, anyone else who have any comments or within the next 2 or 3 minutes, or you want to identify your business, or you just want to just say hello, you're on the air. All right, then, Brother Aziz, I think where you and I just go into our close. I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, well, you know,
I would ask you to repeat the information again on time to be grateful.
Yes, this is the 16th annual Muslim Journal, A Time to Be Grateful. Conference and an award ceremony. And it's going to be held Friday, December the 13th, 2019, from 12 p.m. to Sunday, December the 15th, from 10:30 p.m. This year's Muslim Journal is a Time to Be Grateful conference. An award ceremony is coming to the Los Angeles, California area. And it's going to be hosted by Masjid Bilal Islamic Center. And it's located in South Central Los Angeles. And in order, if you want to get and get a souvenir booklet of the Muslim Journal Time of the Grateful Awards and a ceremony and awards, you contact the Muslim Journal, Muslim Journal, ATTBG at gmail.com. And that's Muslim Journal, ATTBG at gmail.com. And as far as vendors, all the vendors, it is sold out. And it must be really, really taking hold real quick. Also, the theme for this year is embracing the oneness of humanity. And it'll be, the topics will be about faith, action, and truth. So it'll be real, real interesting. Also, it'll also, for the people that's coming in town that's going to need a hotel, the hotel that's recommended is the Sheraton Gateway Los Angeles Hotel. And it's the address is 6101 West Century Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. And the reference ID would be A Time to Be Grateful. But for more information, again, go to Muslim Journal, ATTBG. At gmail.com. That's Muslim Journal, ATTBG at gmail.com. Or visit them on Facebook.com again at / ATTBG. That's Facebook.com, ATTBG. Or you can Instagram them. At Instagram at MuslimJournal.news. Instagram Journal News. And that's primarily information that we have to offer now, except that also there'll be a vent. Oh, I already told you the vending is sold out, and there will be a business networking breakfast that Sunday morning and an interfaith. Talim or a talk about interfaith activities. And there'll also be workshops on Saturday and from 9 to 5 as well as vending. But again, to get more information on everything, go to MuslimJournal.com, A Time to Be Grateful. And that information, A Time to Be Grateful 2019, and that information will pop up on there for you. All right, my brother Bilal.
Next week, at the same time, we will see you then. Until then, assalamu alaikum, and hope everybody have a prosperous week.
Yes.